Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
We always talk about the process, and look, you can look around the league and look at what we would call established coaches at this current time, but there was a time in their career early on where they probably were getting killed too. I think about, you know, Dan Campbell. I think about Shanahan. I think about all those guys that had to weather the storm, and that's what we'll do. And it starts with me. I'll weather the storm. You can write whatever you want. That's your job, and I understand it. I used to work in media. I understand that you guys have a job to do, and, you know, I ignore the noise, and my responsibility is to put a winning team together, not only for now, but also in the future.
The Afternoon Show with Christian Arcan and Andy Hart starts now on WEEI.
Final hour here, WEEI Afternoons. Christian Arcan, Andy Hart. Your phone calls at 617-779-7937. Nice to have you with us here this afternoon, now evening, I would say. We're talking Patriots this hour. Gerard Mayo with some thoughts on the media. You took some of that as maybe a little tiny shot at Bill Belichick, who fired a missive of his own over at the Patriots this past weekend.
Okay, so I want to be clear with all this. A, I don't know that Bill was going that hard at Gerard Mayo when he said, I don't even know what the plan is. So I get like, I don't know that he meant that as a shot or just, I literally don't know the plan.
But it was probably the most critical thing he said that I've heard him say about anyone so far.
Yes, but also,
there's
no.
There's a plan. I don't know what it is.
He went after Ryan Poles. He said, this is what happens when you build a team and just get receivers and a quarterback or something. Like, I don't know how that, like, he went after
yeah,
Ryan
okay,
Poles.
Yeah, okay, you're right about that.
Pretty
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, all right.
But just the fact that he chose not to talk about
the
Patriots.
It's up there, though. It's up there among the
it's up there.
Critical
but just talking
there.
About the Patriots is up there because he waited until they had lost three straight and got embarrassed twice on the road. He didn't talk anything about them when Gerard Mayo was getting a Gatorade shower
yep.
for upsetting the Bengals on opening day, right? Funny how that slipped his mind.
Mm-hmm.
So Bill was being critical of the Patriots and seemingly choosing to do so like with some intent there. And maybe Gerard is like, I hear you. I see you. You got a job to do. That's fine. I've been in the media. And I do think Gerard, you know, we talked about it earlier. He was on Quick Slants with Curran. We mm-hmm. forgot to ask about it.
Right.
You jackal.
I know. I did forget that.
That was your job.
Well, we had so many other important things to get to.
Was it that good an interview?
I thought so.
I didn't.
I thought it was one of the best of all time.
Yeah. I didn't think it was great, actually.
Oh, you didn't?
No. I actually got very confused in the X's and the Y's.
which X's
I think,
and Y's?
Well, his basically saying when they're six games below 500 and he started
with X.
Oh,
that part, yes. The formula. That was
I think he confusing. Got confused midway through and regretted the way he said it.
Yeah, he simply
all he had to say was six games under 500.
Absolutely.
He's like, if X is Gerard Mayo and Y is losses. And
somewhere his algebra teacher is like, shut up, Tom. you're making me look bad. It was a long time ago, but you're making me look bad.
Everybody up at Southern New Hampshire is like, ugh.
Is that where he went?
I think so.
No, St. Anselm.
St. Anselm. St. Anselm. That's what it is.
So I do think Bill was being critical, and I do think you can see, like, is he talking back to any critics in the media, whether it's Bill, whether it's teammates, anybody. And I do think Gerard, as much as he hasn't done a ton of media, if you do quick slants every week, there is that production meeting where it's like, okay, what are we talking about? You know, Stevenson, what are we going to talk about, Steven? The fumbles. Like, he understands that there's a back and a forth and the talking points and the negatives and the positives, and that's part of building out a show. It can't just be, well, they have a plan. Well, what are we going to do for the other 29 minutes and 47 seconds if we just say they have a plan? Like, you have to debate these things. You know, I always remember Bill O'Brien, when he was with Houston, he used to tell us that his kids like to watch Patriots Football Weekly TV, and they would joke about how Paul Perillo and I would fight every week. There was a point-counterpoint segment, and he's like, the team's 11-1, and you idiots find something to fight about every week. Yeah, because the segment has to go on every week.
It's a radio show.
You have to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Gerard gets that part of it, and that we are going to microanalyze everything, and we're going to look at the here and now and not necessarily the big picture. Although I do think a lot of people are looking at the big picture. A lot of people are falling in line with what he wants them to fall in line with.
Yeah.
You know, we're looking long-term, and we have
to look at your poll results.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So I don't think it's actually as harsh and as critical as it could be and might otherwise be. And he's getting some benefit of the doubt. But also, comparing himself to the 49ers and Shanahan or the Lions and Campbell, Campbell was basically mocked because he was a meathead.
Yeah.
It wasn't like they doubted the plan necessarily. They thought
they fired someone in Miami first and brought him. He was an interim coach there, right?
Yes. I think he was the tight ends coach.
Okay.
But he was a meathead. Like the first view and hearing of him, you know, was biting of ass cheeks and kneecaps and all of those things.
And he looks like a meathead.
Did you notice Alex Van Pelt dabbled there quick today? Did you hear him when he said, they asked about David Andrews and whether Nick Leverett
can
replace him?
Oh, and he's a biter or whatever, yeah.
No. But he said, you're not going to fill those shoes with one foot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, is that a common phrase?
I've never heard that one.
Okay, before. I haven't either.
Sounds like something you'd read in a fortune cookie.
Yeah.
You know?
And it feels like a shot at Nick Leverett.
Confucius say.
Yes.
You can't
man who go to bed with itchy bum.
Right, yeah. Something like that.
Like, was it a shot at Nick Leverett, too? Like, we only got one foot here, not two anymore.
Yeah, probably.
I didn't even really get it.
It was probably a shot at Nick Leverett, but also just in general, like, we have backups and practice squatters, and that's all we have to replace the guy. If they had Ted Karras still on the team, they wouldn't be saying that. Right? If Ted Karras was still on the team, they wouldn't be like, well, there's no way we can replace David Andrews. We say we have a lot of confidence in Ted. He's been here a while, and we're just going to slot him in and go forward.
But it was also,
hope David comes back soon.
Because Bill used to always say, like, no one guy is going to replace X, whoever the player is. But I don't feel like you can say that about a center. Like, he has one job. He's in the center of the line. He makes the calls, and then he blocks somebody.
Right.
So one guy literally has to replace that, and it's Nick Leverett.
Yeah.
And Alex Van Pelt chose to say, yeah, you know, no one foot is going to replace those two shoes or whatever the hell he said. But no, I do think Mayo is hearing everything, is responding in a way to everything while saying he's not going to respond to it, basically.
Yeah.
We
block out the noise. You do not block out the noise.
No.
You hear all the noise.
Especially now.
You sort of welcome the noise. Like, he welcomes the
noise.
As
you should.
Yeah. You know, like, I know what you guys are all saying. We hear it all. We know that you do the media and you have a job to do, which in some way, if you're one of these athletes, you probably should tune us out a little bit, you know?
Like,
you don't need to hang on our every word. We're doing this for the fans who come to watch you. We're not necessarily, our show is not to provide the team and the players with in-depth analysis of what they, you know what
right.
I mean?
Like, or
we'll
even motivation.
We'll give our take and opinion. We're not here to motivate you. Right. We're not here to tell you what to do and how to win and what routes to run and all that stuff. Like, we don't know that.
But that said, people hear it. And people are motivated by it.
Right.
I mean, hell, I know it's a little bit different, but Jeremy Swayman has been tucking away everything that he heard in that arbitration hearing for a year and a half now.
True.
Didn't go away. So there's, when you hear things, sometimes they do stick.
Yeah.
And
sometimes people use that for motivation, You know, like, oh, they don't believe in me. I'm going to go out there and be better. It's beyond motivation with him now at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's this whole
psychotic.
New, right. It's this whole new level of, like, feeling slighted.
Yes.
And, you know, my own team, and I'm going to get them back and whatever. It's not like I'm going to show that scout back in high school that he was wrong. Like, this
right.
is different.
What it's we're like with him. The Brady 6. Remember when he cries because he doesn't get drafted? But this is with Swayman, I feel like he's doing that, but it's his own team that doesn't believe in him. Brady was mad at the rest of the league for not drafting him and thinking all these other guys are better for him. So that's a different road we could go down, is like this irreparable damage to the relationship.
Real quick, Dan Campbell came in when Joe Philbin got fired.
Yep, Mr. Nice Guy.
And then they moved on from him and hired Adam Gase.
Ooh, that didn't work.
That is quite a sandwich to be in the meat in right there. Joe Philbin, he came in to replace, and they said, now we're good. We got Adam Gase coming in here, buddy. We don't need you. And then he goes off, and now he's one of the best coaches of the best team in the league. How about that?
What that is a very good example of, if I were going to compare anything between Gerard Mayo and Dan Campbell, for Gerard Mayo, do it your way.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Campbell's a hardo.
Yep.
Dan Campbell's a whack job. Dan Campbell, what do they say? He drinks like 8 cups of coffee a day or something.
I didn't know that.
He's all hopped up on caffeine all day long, which
eight
he looks
cups
like.
Of he's probably taking a lot of dumps. Yeah. 8 cups of coffee, that's a lot of dumps right there.
This is where he gets weird.
Whatever,
the 5
it's true.
Hour.
Don't act like it isn't. 8 cups of
but
coffee.
But at some point,
on.
You're
that
done.
That gets your system going.
Yeah, but at some point, you're done.
Yeah.
At some point, you're empty,
yeah,
right?
True.
I don't know how many times you keep. Now you're just peeing.
I mean,
all
I bet he's eating a lot.
Yeah, he probably is.
Seems like a guy with a big appetite.
Yes, he does. But if I'm Gerard Mayo, that's the comp I want to make with Dan Campbell. Not that they question Dan Campbell and you're questioning me, and I'm going to show to you that I'm good. No, the comp should be you're questioning my style. People are mocking my player friendly, open culture and corporate lingo and collaboration. No, that's me, and I think it's going to work. And damn it, you're going to find out in a year or two if it works.
What do you think Gerard Mayo's done well so far? We're 4 games in, and let's count the offseason, everything since he got hired in the Young Thunder press conference. What's he done well?
That
was a Tommy Curran pregnant pause right there.
Yeah, I'm going to be pregnant. I'm going to see it to term. I'm going to give birth, and I'm going to raise the damn kid because you put me on the spot there, and I don't know. I would have said in snapshots, like week one,
prepared
his team for the season.
Conditioning.
Like they were conditioned, they tackled, they were ready to play.
Fundamentals,
now,
that sort of
stuff. Whether that was a false hope because you played in the preseason and you just, like, you were the gym hero. Like you tried harder in the preseason, so you were more ready for week one.
Yeah.
Was that good? For week one, it was.
Week one, it was great.
Yeah, like, so I think
week one, we were riding high.
He got his team ready physically and preparation-wise for week one.
Okay.
That's what he's done well.
All right.
You got anything else?
No. No, I really don't. Dan Campbell's coffee order?
Yeah, I found exactly what he orders. So he gets 2 venti pike roast black, right? So those are larges, with 2 espresso shots each in them.
Jesus.
So add that all up. It's over 1,200 milligrams of caffeine.
Holy crap.
That's basically just doing cocaine. Like, I mean, you know, like
or
much coffee? Come on.
I don't want to accuse anybody of anything.
That's ridiculous.
Remember when Mark McGwire had Andro in his locker?
Yes.
Why did he have that?
To get big and strong and hit home runs.
No. He had that so people would be like, wow, this guy's taking Andro. No,
I don't even know what Andro is. What is Andro?
It was an over-the-market like testosterone booster.
Got it.
At the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was so people would think that's the reason he's big and hitting home runs. When the reason he was big and hitting home runs was actually the real deal
stuff, right? Yeah.
So is there any chance that someone who was taking something which you may have suggested might cover that up by pretending, oh, no, I always have a crazy amount of caffeine. That's why I'm all hopped up.
I suppose that's possible. That wasn't what I was insinuating, but I guess that's possible. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. When we come back, Jeremy Swayman, Pierre LeBrun, has an update. He thinks a deal's getting done. I'm coming over to the side of the fence that I think a deal's getting done, too. It just depends on who's going to blink first. We'll discuss that right after Joe Braverman tells you what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Right now, brought to you by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. The injury report is out for the Patriots after their Thursday practice today. Kendrick Bourne once again limited as he recovers from an ACL tear. Marcus Jones, a new addition with a groin. Jabril Peppers went from a DMP yesterday to a limited participant today. He's dealing with a shoulder. Meanwhile, Kyle Duggar, KJ Osborne, Caden Wallace are still DNPs. On the other side for Miami, no Jordan Poyer once again. He's dealing with a shin injury. Braxton Berrios, David Long Jr., Raheem Mostert, Skylar Thompson among those who were limited. Teron Armstead, Kendall Fuller, Jeff Wilson Jr., Odell Beckham Jr., also full participants. We'll get the full injury report about questionable, probable, all that stuff later on in the week. Speaking of the week, week five of the NFL kicks off tonight with the Buccaneers taking on the Falcons in Atlanta. You can listen to Westwood One's coverage of Thursday Night Football beginning at 7:30 right here on 93.7 WEEI-FM following Fitzy and Shime. The MLB wildcard round has only one series left that's going to a deciding game three, and that would be the Mets and the Brewers. First pitch from Milwaukee is at 7 o'clock. Bruins are playing their penultimate game of the preseason tonight in Quebec against the LA Kings. Puck drop scheduled for 7 o'clock. The team did recall Fabian Lysell from Providence for tonight's matchup. Thomas Castellanos will return to action for Boston College. He'll be the starting QB when the Eagles head to Virginia this Saturday at noon. And the Celtics are less than 24 hours away from their preseason opener in Abu Dhabi against the Nuggets. That tip-off is set tomorrow at noon. Join us on Saturday, October 19th, on the Boston Common as we walk together to prevent suicide and raise awareness about mental health. Proceeds benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, Massachusetts chapter. Register today at afsp.org/Boston Walk. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
You know, Jeremy Swayman, I think, probably is a little hurt right now. Yeah. And the reparation of that relationship is now part of this thing as well, not just the actual contract negotiation. So I think it gets done eventually, believe it or not, despite all the drama of this week. But how the player feels about things will be interesting.
Pierre LeBrun there talking about Jeremy Swayman and saying what I'm dying to hear at some point this week, next week, quickly. That they have come to an agreement, that the deal is done, that everything we've been hearing from the beat writers all summer finally comes true. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great to just wake up tomorrow morning? Hey, deal's done. Bruins and Swayman have agreed to a deal. Even I'd be happy to get like Neely in the middle. They do that handshake like Clinton did with Arafat and Netanyahu. Like, you know, get them all out there shaking hip, big, all everybody together. Like, wouldn't that just be great? Wouldn't that be the greatest thing in the world?
Neely and Swayman need to do the goalie hug.
That would be.
Just hug it out.
That would,
that would be pretty cool,
you know what?
That's a good idea.
That is a good
at a press conference?
Once they get the deal done as like a Nesson ad or something for the season, that would be good.
And then they should
And then the bear comes and hugs them all?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Or they turn it into gladiators.
We're giving stuff away right now.
One of them has a shiv and puts it in the back of the other.
Andy always got to take it down.
Snap it off.
Yeah, that would probably
be. Bleed to death.
Probably Cam would be bringing absolutely. The shiv. He's got that wiry veteran energy.
Swayman's still crying.
You were mean.
Swayman has been pretty ruthless in these negotiations, though, you do have to say. I mean, he's not.
Or
he's shown no quarter. And his agent's acting on behalf of him. I saw a lot of people saying this. I bet the agent didn't even tell Swayman that he's got this deal. I don't think that's right. I think the agent told him what the deal is and what was offered. You just pointed like you agree with that. Says you don't.
I was thinking
you don't think the agent told him?
Well, again, I'm not the most, you know, I'm still new to all this, but it made sense to me, like, maybe the agent didn't tell him. Like, I'm not going to tell you. I'm trying to get the most money that I possibly can for you. I'm getting 10%, 15%, whatever it is, you know?
Well, and there are, I've talked to a lot of athletes that they do tell them, tell me when it gets close. Like, you have meetings and you set parameters. Right. I don't need a phone call every offer.
For every single one.
I don't need the back and forth. That's why I hire you, to keep this out of my hair kind of thing. So there is a possibility. Like, I don't think it's nefarious. Mm-hmm. I think it could just be, if you think we're about done, call me. Like, call me when we're, what is it, last and final is on the table or whatever.
Or, you know, the season's about to start in 4 days or something like that. You know, like, let's get on the ice here.
And that's where I think they probably have had more calls of late because, okay, I don't want to know this. I'm going to be training. I'm going to be doing podcasts, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, well, now I'm supposed to be there, and now the season's here. Now they're announcing that I'm not going to be the opening day goalie. There's no way that's going to happen. Like, right. You know what I mean? So I do think that would add to the phone calls back and forth, but maybe the Bruins were never calling them. So
Swayman said they didn't call for 3 weeks, and that was very upset about that. Sweeney was. That was something Sweeney got mad about.
I know,
not
that's
even
what
Neely.
I liked.
If Sweeney was upset, what do you think Neely thought? Neely was probably flipping desks over.
Probably.
Because Sweeney's the level-headed one. He's like the cool one, you know?
Well, is the level-headed one. So we think Swayman is being a baby. But what do we have? What do we have to
on some level? Yes,
but what do we have to base that on?
I'd say the things he's done through the media
previously
and this list and all of that. I don't think anything he's doing right now is particularly childish.
He might be.
I think he's holding out for what he thinks he deserves. It's not being a baby.
Because we've seen or heard Neely and Sweeney both get angry.
Yep.
We've read the agent get angry.
We haven't heard a peep from him except for the Shut Up Mark podcast.
Right. And that was a while ago.
And that was, I didn't think it was great, but it wasn't petulant.
And it was also dated being a baby. Like, it was from the arbitration and the offseason and that whole thing. We actually don't know of late where Swayman is emotionally, where his head's at. Like, we don't have, other than
or
the
what
agent,
his number even is right now. Yeah.
Other than the agent saying we're going to take a few days. And aren't we past that? Shouldn't we have a resolution coming, to your point?
I guess. Depends how long the cool-down period is.
Right. Are they still hot and bothered?
Still cooling down.
And you still figuring it out? Are you calling bluffs now? Is this... It's been very entertaining, I would say. And now it's reaching the point where it's getting annoying. I think it's starting to cross over into annoying me.
Yeah. There was also this. Jeremy Swayman is in a video docuseries for NHL Amazon Prime.
Yes.
And it's called Face Off, Inside the NHL. He's featured in Episode 3, which chronicles the Bruins' cup playoff loss to the Florida Panthers last season. Swayman, in the documentary, makes it clear he'd like to remain with the Bruins as restricted free agency looms. Quote, "I don't want it to end," he said on the show. "This could be the last time I wear a Bruins jersey. I know I'm going to do everything in my power to be a Bruin for a long time. As a kid growing up in Alaska, this was my wildest bleeping dreams. I never want it to end. I'm just so grateful that the sun's going to rise tomorrow and there's another opportunity to get better. Whatever I can do to help this team win, I know everything else will take care of itself." That's all very boilerplate sort of, you know, free agent
stupid
stuff. Like, there's nothing really to that.
You know,
does the sun really rise in Alaska, though?
There's some parts of Alaska you never see.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, it never sets, and there's some places where it's, like, dark for 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's weird there.
Like in that new True Detective season where it was, like, dark for a month.
Did you like that? Did you watch that?
I watched the hell out of
it. Did you like, yeah?
Loved it.
I liked it.
I liked it a lot. You didn't watch it?
No.
No.
I'd like to go to Alaska.
You want to go? Not this place.
Oh, show trip.
This place where it's dark
for
a month.
Can we broadcast from Alaska?
I'm sure we could, yes.
Bring a Comrex?
That'd be sweet.
Can't bring the one Mega I had last weekend.
Yeah.
And not sure all places would have something to plug it into in Alaska. We might need to get like Skylink or something.
I'll have Elon. To like pedal the bike to get us electricity.
You ever watch that Buying Alaska or whatever, that show? And like a lot of those places, nice houses still have outdoor, like outhouses. There's no plumbing.
Oh, really?
When you go to the bathroom, it's like you walk down this thing and it's over there. And I'm talking about actual houses, not like cabins.
Yeah, not A-frames.
No, like they have real houses that still have outdoor potties. Anyway. Right.
Well, you're really selling this trip.
You don't think Alaska
would
be cool?
Hey, you want to go poop in a hole?
Yeah, but you'd be like moose or bear and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Wow, you get to see a bear up close. That's something I'm missing in my life.
You wouldn't want to see a bear?
Not really, no.
Oh.
What the hell do you want to see a bear for?
Here's what's going to happen. We got an ad.
You ever seen Grizzly Man?
We got Jeremy Swayman. We're going to get you, and you're going to hug Jeremy Swayman.
Imagine if Jeremy Swayman's holdout lasts so long, he goes back to Alaska. We go there to interview him.
Now that's okay. He's probably got a house without an outhouse. He's probably got plumbing in his house.
Right. Perfect. Guest bedroom.
In the Swayman estate.
An office
that
we can broadcast from.
You can go out and hang out with the moose and the bears and all that.
The one problem with that is the part where he says, I would do anything to keep playing for this team or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So sign an $8 million a year contract for $64 million.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do. It's not that hard.
I'm going to do everything in my power to be a Bruin for a long time.
Except for
take a hometown discount.
Yeah, that's where you added your spin on it. You editorialized it.
I think that's true, though. I think what they're offering him right now, 8 years, 7.75, he'd get more than that on the free agent market, and I think that makes
him not a free agent.
I know, but I'm saying if he was, Andy, shut up for 2 seconds.
No, because you're putting these like this misinformation.
It's
out
not
there.
Misinformation.
He's not a free agent.
I didn't say he was a free agent.
Okay,
I'm
so it doesn't matter if he was.
I'm talking about his value, what his value would be.
His value changes if he's a free agent.
If he was a free agent, his value would be higher than 7.75.
Right, so I don't need to know his free agent value.
What do you mean you don't need to know it? They're signing him right
he's
now.
Not
They're
a free
offering
agent.
Him a contract.
He's a restricted free
and this
agent.
Is the way that he's negotiating.
But if he were a free agent, he'd be a free agent. And that would be his value.
Jesus Christ. You are ridiculous.
He's a restricted free agent.
I know what he is, Andy. I know what
he is.
That's
like saying if he
had
five
Stanley Cups,
what would
his value be?
What do you think
he's negotiating from? You say, well, I'm only a restricted free agent, so I should only ask for $8 million, 7.75.
Yeah, that's how it works.
I should just take that because I'm a restricted free agent.
That's how it works.
And I shouldn't ask for any more money because it doesn't matter what I think I'm valued.
So Tristan Casas
I'm not actually a free agent right
now.
You sound like a bozo when you say that.
No, I think you sound like a bozo when you don't speak properly.
Never ever advocate for themselves. I am speaking properly.
He's not a free agent.
I didn't say he was a goddamn free agent, you moron.
So then there's no point in saying it.
Stop talking. Just stop talking.
Why?
I didn't say that he was a free agent. I'm saying his value, which is what he's negotiating for right now, is he's doing that based on what it would be if he was a free agent. So this would be
useless.
A hometown discount.
No.
That's what this offer is.
This would be a restricted free agent contract.
Which would be a hometown discount. Because it's less than what he would make
that
if
makes
he was
no
a free
sense.
Agent. Yes,
he's
it
not
does.
A free agent.
I know he's not a free Jesus.
Then why would
you're
it
like
matter?
You're like a two-year-old.
No, I'm actually very intelligent, and you're not making
you're
any sense.
You're not very intelligent.
So Tristan Casas should ask
what
for the
hell
same
does Tristan Casas have to do with anything?
Now I'm going to tell you to shut up and let me speak for a minute.
Okay. Tristan Casas is a baseball player.
If he were
Tristan
a free
Cassis
agent,
doesn't play hockey. Tristan Casas is a baseball
a free
player.
Agent,
isn't this fun when people interrupt with non-sequiturs?
If you could tell me to be quiet,
that
I
have
could
nothing
tell you
to do
to be
with
quiet.
Anything. Fine, but you're being ridiculous.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
I'm
you
trying
are.
To play your game here.
You don't think that this is a hometown discount?
No, I don't.
Okay, well then
I
we disagree.
And I also don't think it matters if he was a free agent because he's not a free agent. Just like Tristan Casas is going to be offered a deal based on taking it early before he's a free agent.
Uh-huh.
Because once you're a free agent,
he's probably going to turn it down, you idiot. What do you think he's going to take this
thing? Why are we calling names?
Because you're being ridiculous.
You're being an idiot.
You're being ridiculous.
Like, this is the dumbest argument you've ever had.
It's not dumb at all.
Because you're angry for something, and I don't know why.
I'm telling you with Jeremy Swayman in the way that he's negotiating.
And like he's a free agent.
And you're saying, well, he shouldn't do that because he's not a free agent. What do you think
he's
doing? What do you think his agent is doing right now?
Is he a free agent?
No, of course not.
Okay, so
he's going to be one next year. He's a restricted free agent now.
And that's his value next year.
And he's negotiating for what he thinks he deserves.
That's his value next year.
Which is what you would get on the free agent market.
As a He's not a free agent. That's not how that works. That's not how business
works.
You
keep saying that over and over if you really think it's such a strong argument.
It's the facts.
Is it?
It's a very strong argument because when you have
facts. It has nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
So then why do guys sign early for less money?
He's not doing that, Andy.
No, the point is
he doesn't
they
want to sign for less
that's
money.
How it works.
He doesn't want to sign
you're
for less money.
You're not a free agent. Free agents cost more. When you reach free agency, you make more.
Well,
there is
the Bruins should have thought of that before they traded
market.
All their leverage and before they made him their number
okay,
one
that's
guy.
That's a separate issue.
It's not a separate issue
but
because
say,
that's how he's negotiating.
He's not a free agent.
You're being
agent.
Ridiculous
and
about
if that's
this.
The case, now I see why Cam Neely's so pissed. Why? Because
if he says, if I were a free agent,
take whatever offer I give them, no matter what, and they should never complain because they're not free agents. That's what you should do.
He's not a free agent.
I know he's not a free agent. Jesus Christ.
Well, you
I
keep
know
bringing
he's not
it
a
up
free agent.
Like it matters.
It does matter.
It does not matter.
Because it sets their value and it sets what they think. And if he holds out and doesn't play, the Bruins are porked. And it doesn't matter that he's not a free agent.
And if he's porked too because he doesn't get paid and he doesn't play.
It's bad
so
for everybody.
Porked.
I agree with that.
Right,
it's bad for everybody.
That. So maybe he should realize he's not a free agent. And I don't know that he's making the argument you are, because I don't think they're dumb enough to make that argument. They are not free agents. So you can't argue, if I were a free agent. That's not how it works.
If you say, if I was a free agent and I think I could make $9.5 million, but I'll settle for $8.5 million, that's still coming down a little bit.
Oh, okay.
If that's what he thinks he'd make on the open market.
If he wants...
And I think he'd make plenty. I think he'd absolutely get that on the open market.
He might.
I know he's not a free agent.
How
you don't,
no one's
please
offered
don't say
him anything
again
now?
I don't know that anyone's not offered him anything yet.
There's
I don't know that.
Been no offers reported.
I think there's only four teams that even could offer him something, and it's very late in the process. So maybe there's people putting stuff together right now.
Maybe
I
there
have no
is
idea.
But
I
no
don't,
one has
I don't know what's
him
going
anything
on yet.
No one has offered him anything that
as
we know
of. 3 days ago,
right?
This wasn't even something that they may have even thought was possible. Now they probably do, and we'll see. Maybe there's trades getting worked on. Maybe there's offers being put out. I have no idea. You don't know that.
He's been... Well, I know it hasn't been reported.
I know nothing's
like
been reported.
Most angles have been reported.
Sure.
There's plenty of information and sources out there.
Sure.
And not just here.
But there's only four teams that can do it. If he's a free agent, any team can make an offer.
Sure.
Right.
But he's not a free agent.
I understand he's not a free agent.
I don't know
agent,
why you keep
Andy
bringing that up.
Because that's
we can have
the
that
way
argument
that's
next
the
year
angle he's negotiating from.
Okay,
and I think that
then
that's
I understand why the Bruins
an important
are
part of this.
I understand why the Bruins are pissed.
Well, the Bruins should
if you
go,
want to pretend
go
you're
cry
a free
about
agent
it then if they want to. Like, I mean, they gave away all their leverage. Now you have to talk to him
right
they, as though he was a free agent.
They, in good faith, did a lot of things. I'm not sure where his faith is. He says that's a good quote you read. He talks a good game, but he hasn't lived up to it at all.
I don't think
they
the
have
Bruins
shown
have
their faith.
I don't think they have.
Well, they could have made him a 2-year restricted free agent, $3.5 million. He could be locked up right
sure
now at a very low number. And then guess what he would be next year?
A free agent.
Absolutely.
And he would be out of here.
And that's fine. That
is
would
that
be
fine?
His right.
You think that's fine? I don't think that's fine. I think the Bruins should keep him. I think the Bruins should try and keep him here.
And so,
if they had done that, if they had given him a crappy arbitration deal, like you're saying, then he would have left. And I think now they have a chance to keep him here, keep him happy at a reasonable deal, less than he would make if he was a free agent, which is the angle he's negotiating from, which is where he came up with $10.5 million or whatever it is. And that's where we are right now. And that's what that's the angle he's negotiating. I can't believe you don't understand this.
Yeah, I think that there is nothing simpler to me that if I'm the Bruins and you say, if I were a free agent, I'd say, you're not. We're done talking here. Like, don't
keep
bringing
talking
that up.
You don't have a goalie. Good luck missing the
right
playoffs.
And you
Bruins
don't have a paycheck.
Have a great time. Fine.
And that's where I think it may have gone.
All right.
Because that is
it's not good
a
for the Bruins either
argument.
The Bruins taking that angle and that stance on it's bad for them, too.
Right, but they can play.
Sure.
And they may have a goalie they believe in.
Maybe
I have
they
no
do
idea.
Maybe they
maybe
do.
Maybe they believe goalie Bob is going to work his magic and they're going to win games.
All right, and you can have fun with Korpisalo and his .890 save percentage and goalie Bob coaching.
And
him
all
up
the simulations say they got like a 50-50 shot to make the playoffs. They can be a playoff team and Swayman can sit home and collect dust.
If they still had Allmark, I'd agree with you. And they could be able to throw that back at him and say, you're not a free agent. We're not going to pay you what you think you deserve because we still have this leverage. They don't have that anymore.
So
and that's part of the reason why these negotiations are going the way they are.
And the reason is
that Swayman has.
They showed good faith in the restricted free agent contract out of arbitration.
Mm-hmm.
They showed good faith by trying to trade Allmark. They showed good faith by trading Allmark. And it seems the good faith has not been returned by Swayman.
Trading Allmark only is good faith if you end up making Swayman whole. You don't just give the guy extra work to do and then not pay him more. That's not good faith. I'm sorry.
Well, they're paying him more.
Yeah, fine. 6.25 was their opening offer,
yeah,
and they want all this credit for coming up to 7? Like, that's not... I'm sorry. I'm not falling
and
for
he
that
came down from 10.
Yeah.
They both did the traditional negotiation. I think they both expected to land in the 8s, so they started separate. I don't know which order they came in, because somebody had to make an offer first, right?
Yes. Course.
So 6 and 10, I don't know the order of operations here, expecting to land at 8. Because I think the Bruins expected to land at 8 because that's how much cap room they have.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they intentionally did that to
Well, they made all these
show
other moves before they took care of Swayman. So that was their fault doing it in that order. They didn't have to go out and sign all those guys before they dealt with Swayman. They could have done that first.
The one thing,
and that would have probably made a lot more sense than dragging it out like
the one
this
thing,
they look stupid.
The one thing we've agreed on is that they misread the player and his desire to be here and his attitude in this negotiation. Right?
I agree with that.
They thought he'd
roll right over like the other guys all did, yes.
Well, roll over puts a certain tone on it. I think they thought he would play ball. And then they realized, oh, he's not going to play ball here, right? Because he's
pretty
not
much,
really
yeah
playing ball. Right now, he's literally not playing ball. I mean, said, we're taking our ball, we're going home, and we'll tell you if we're going
to
come back.
Fine, but they also didn't talk to him for 3 weeks, so maybe they weren't playing a lot of ball either.
They
here,
denied
you know?
That.
Okay.
If you believe their words.
All right, you believe their words, you believe
I mean,
his
they're
words.
On the record.
We can all believe everyone's words, right. I guess.
I mean, if they're on the record in
he
a press conference,
he also was like,
it's
3 weeks, and it was like 2 weeks is what Whitney said, but
sure.
Either way.
What, and they all
they do like to nitpick, and they do like to
both
round up, and they
have
do like
done
to
the
do
nitpicking.
I agree.
$64 million, well, it was really 62 four or whatever the hell the number is.
Right.
In my mind, that's $64 million. I would have rounded up too. That's
but you don't understand what I say when I say that Swayman and the entire angle of negotiation that he's taking is what I would be worth if I was out on the open market right now. I want you to pay me something close to what I'd be making
if
I was out there for any team to have right now. Like you don't understand that that's the angle that they're taking. You don't
and
see that?
If that is the angle they're taking, I understand why the Bruins are so
okay,
mad.
But you don't think that that's the angle they're taking?
They might be. And I think it's stupid.
You don't see that?
I'm with Cam Neely. That's stupid.
That's not
he
stupid,
didn't say that,
think.
But that's
I mean,
stupid.
If you're an athlete and you're trying to max out on
you
your value.
You can ask for whatever you want.
Right.
It makes no sense, logically. You're not
a free
agent.
And the Bruins can offer whatever they want. And
sure.
He can refuse whatever the offer is, which
well,
is what he's been
now,
doing. I mean, that's, you know, come on. Like, anybody can do anything if that's what we're talking. I'm just saying. You have
so
to understand.
So what if the Bruins said, if you were a first-year player, this is what we'd offer you? What if they did that? If you were a first-year player, I don't know what the minimum in the NHL is. Let's say it's $875,000.
First year before he's done anything?
No. If you're allowed
after
to pretend he's
year.
A free agent, what if they just pretend he's a first-year player?
I mean, that's very, very different.
Oh,
you don't think?
Say, I don't. It's pretending you're something you're not.
No, it's
we know
different.
What you are.
He's
you're
one year
a
away,
restricted
he's one
free
year
agent
away from being a free agent.
With no Vezina, no cup, and a losing record in the postseason.
A first-year player
those
is
are all
nothing.
Facts.
A first-year player has no resume whatsoever.
See, so you can make a hypothetical for your side, but they can't make a hypothetical
for theirs.
The one
I'm talking about is very similar to what he is right now. What you're talking about
he's not
is irrelevant. He's about to be. He's a year away from being a free agent, okay. And he's trying to
and
sign a contract now.
He's 3 years removed from being a first-year
okay,
player
okay, but that has nothing to do with him being a first-year player. A first-year player comes
value.
Into the league, they have no leverage, they have nothing.
Okay, and he's not a free agent.
They have no resume, they have
so
nothing
he's a free
to even
agent.
Lean on. No, it's not.
Okay.
He's not a free agent.
So then
agent.
I don't care what he thinks he's worth as a free agent.
If the Bruins had come to him and said, hey, we're going to negotiate with you as though you were a first-year player, you don't think the Bruins would be being absolutely insanely
if they were
irrational?
Trying to prove a point like I'm trying to prove, I think they would
all
be
all right, well, your point's not
it.
Very strong, I got
to
say.
I know, it's, neither it's, is yours.
My point
but
is
you
very,
tend to beat
much
your
stronger
head against
than yours.
The wall and not acknowledge when there is actual information returned.
What information?
That he's not a free agent.
I never said he was a freaking free agent, you bozo.
She said he's negotiating like he's a free agent.
He is.
Okay, well, he's not.
You can't deny that. You can't deny that's the way he's negotiating.
No, I have no idea what he would negotiate as a free agent because he's so overblown his value of himself as a restricted free agent.
I don't think he has.
I think he'd ask for the moon, the stars, and everything in between if he was actually a free agent.
If he was a free agent, he'd be getting big offers from other teams. That's the truth. I mean, if he was a free agent right now and any team could take a stab at him, I think if the 7.75, whatever he's being offered by the Bruins, would be a tiny, tiny number. I think he'd probably get upwards of $9 million.
So not 10, where he started
probably
asking.
Not 10. No, I don't think
and
so.
And not the highest
there's only two
ever.
Guys making 10, but with the cap going up, I think he'd probably get around 9. Yeah, I'd say that. Upward between $8.5 million, $9 million, maybe upwards of $9 million, which is considerably more than what the Bruins are offering and what he says his value is and what he's trying to hold out for. And I think that's obvious. I don't.
Well, I mean, it's $8 million.
I guess
million.
I'm banging my head against the wall here, but
I
just feel like this
are.
Is all pretty obvious.
And
stuff.
I'm guessing at some point we'll have a chance to read the text line in the Twitch chat and they'll call us idiots.
Well, the that's Twitch true. Chat was taking bets on whether Arkin was going to slip and drop an F bomb, so I just would like
I
to
came,
applause.
I came pretty close.
You
a
did.
Of times
you did.
There.
I'm not
going to lie. I was hoping.
Yep. And,
I was kind of hoping.
We were right. I was right there. I was right on the edge.
Yeah, they were
right. They were fired up.
And they were taking bets on if you guys would swing at each other.
Oh, no.
Never.
I mean, I would never
too,
swing at
too
him.
Far away.
He's Mr. Barfight, so he could take a swing at me anytime.
No,
I he's got a history.
Someone's got to get physical. I mean, I don't swing on people, but yeah, no. Yeah,
dumb and dumber here.
Also, we're too far away. I don't have that kind of reach.
Well, you could dive across the table.
No, Andy doesn't have that kind of reach.
Well, that was.
He's not exactly 7'6 either.
Unnecessary, but. Also true.
617-779. I hate you all now.
7937 is your phone number. That was fun. Let's take a break. We'll come back with some odds and ends. I'd like everyone to know we spent that last commercial break hugging it out. Just a
shut up.
One long hug.
Idiot.
I wouldn't let go. I said, no, come here. He tried to break it out. I said, nope.
You
no,
did
no,
the
no.
goalie hug. You yep. two did the goalie
we
hug.
We goalie hugged for 5 minutes.
Just so you know, if you ever hug me, we're fighting. I'm not a hugger.
That's when the shiv comes in.
Yeah. No, seriously, I don't hug.
Time for odds and ends. We got a couple of bets here for you for Thursday Night Football tonight. I did want to get to this.
Rashee Rice hit the IR after tearing his ACL by getting hit by Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
On an interception.
Yeah, not great.
Which was pretty unfortunate. Rashee Rice seems like a pretty rotten guy, but other topics here. What I want to talk about right now is Rashee Rice's mother.
Excuse me.
Rashee Rice's mother isn't in the news on TMZ right now as she is being accused of swiping a package containing chaperone records from her neighbor's porch just hours after the Kansas City Chiefs receiver went down with an injury. The neighbors say it was captured on video. Ring footage of what one Texas resident claims shows Marsha Kearney wearing a custom Mama Rice number 4 jersey walk by their doorway and look right into the camera before walking down the hall a few hours after the Chiefs defeated the Chargers in Los Angeles. You can see the woman in the jersey then made her way back to the door, slid a package sitting on the ground with her foot, and moved it out of the frame, or so she thought. But apparently it didn't travel far enough. The footage shows her turn around and lift the box from her feet before walking away.
Wait, what did you say it was?
It was a box of Chaperone records.
What is that?
Chaperone is a pop singer.
Oh, okay.
And I'm probably saying her name wrong. Chaperone? I don't know.
Records? Like vinyl?
Looks like it was... records, I think, is what it was here. But I'm not sure. I have no idea.
This is
at any rate, we're told the owner purchased the two limited edition vinyls. It was vinyl from Urban Outfitters and attempted to resolve the issue. And their apartment leasing office hopes to get the items back with no luck. TMZ Sports reached out to law enforcement, who confirmed a report was made on Wednesday regarding the alleged theft. Now, obviously, this is all innocent until proven guilty here, but she is on camera. And I just like to say that... You know, some people are just about that light, you know, like they see something on the ground, they want to take it. They don't care that their kid's making millions of dollars. Like, that's irrelevant. I see something down there. It's not mine. I want to steal it. Like, I'm not saying I relate to this impulse, but some people just that's how they're wired. They say it doesn't matter. They could have everything in the world. They see something they want and they want to steal it. They'll steal it.
You left out a detail that I learned on our Twitch video.
Go on.
There's a red Solo cup involved.
A red Solo cup involved?
She has a red Solo cup in her hand. Oh. What do you usually drink out of a red Solo cup?
Lean? No. Just
Henny.
Alcohol? That
alcohol,
type of thing.
Right?
Yes,
so there was alcohol involved here. Because I've always wondered why, like, a lot of these packages you get are just like a 12-inch by 8-inch by 8-inch box, right?
Yes.
It's brown.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know what you're getting.
Don't know what it is, yeah.
So is this like a fetish? Or, like, do you get a high of not knowing what's in there and you steal it? It could be paper towels, or it could be like jewelry.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird to me.
If I was a porch pirate, which I'm not, but if I was, I feel like I would really go hitting around the Christmas time, you know, because that's when, like,
sure,
you know,
but even then,
that's when the good stuff's out there.
It's like those people that buy the
why did you get all weird when I said porch pirate?
Because I was thinking of something different that I can't talk about.
Okay.
and so
it's not what I was saying.
It's late in the show.
Yes.
But like, I don't know. It's not worth... If I rob a bank, I'm expecting to come away with a ton of money, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just stole a box, so I'm stealing something.
Yes.
And is it a federal crime? Probably is.
Stealing mail, I think, is a federal crime.
I think so.
Yeah.
So I'm risking my freedom,
mm-hmm.
and I have no idea what's in the box.
There's cameras all around.
Oh, great. They ordered 10 cans of tuna, so I now have 10 cans of tuna to take to jail with me. I think there's a psychosis here. There's some addiction, or there's some energy or juice, or there's something weird there.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to rob something, no, go to a diamond store and rob diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
Go to a bank and rob money.
Well, it's easy.
I'm not advocating for robbing, by the way. This sounds like I'm making...
Go on a highlighting. Go rob banks. Rob liquor stores.
But am I wrong? Like, I'm not going to risk...
Go be porch pirates.
I'm not going to risk it all
rob
for...
Rob a 7-Eleven right now.
The one no, not 7-Eleven. No, all right. Enough. Back.
Just kidding.
You're
relax.
Off the rails.
I'm off the rails.
You have one argument, he loses it.
I'm off the rails.
Blew a gasket, said the Lord's name in vain. I thought he was going to swear.
I thought I was, too.
Speaking
I'm glad
of which,
I didn't. What do you got for odds and ends?
My odds and ends, you got your prop bet of the night for Thursday Night Football.
Oh, yes.
I like to have a little something. I'm going very simple because I need a win. I absolutely need a win. Kirk Cousins over 226. I don't have my app open. I believe I placed it earlier. Passing yards. He has done that in 3 straight games. He's going to make it 4 because they're playing the Bucs.
Yes.
And that means the Bucs are going to score some points, right? So Kirk Cousins is going to be trying to score some points. So he's going to be throwing the football. Kirk Cousins over 226.
Yeah, the Bucs defense so far has been pretty good. They held the Eagles to 16 points last week, the Lions to 16, the Commanders to 20 in week one. They did get smoked by the Broncos, so you never really know what you're getting with the Bucs. I kind of like that pick. Over 226, you said? I feel like that's a rarity, you know? Like, generally quarterbacks aren't getting that high in the yards, but if
that's
Cousins has done it three straight games, for this year it is.
Yeah, forget this year. Let's pretend it's last year. I know you're a big pretend. It's different years. Pretend he's a free agent. Pretend it's last
pretend
year.
Pretend he's a first-year player.
Poke the bear a little bit. Poke the bear. Stiz, do you have a little audio you'd like to play for us? Maybe a new version of the argument?
Yeah, you guys want to get to...
Before the show runs out, I know people want to hear...
Yeah, let's hear this.
...this again.
Okay, hold on. So...
I think that's true, though. I think what they're offering him right now, you're 7.75.
Let's speed it up, though, when it kind of got... This is where the gloves were off.
This is the dumbest argument you've ever had.
That's pretty good.
And it goes on and on. If you want, you can check out our...
Yeah, the sped up version is like 2.5 minutes. that was like a good 4+ minutes of just vitriol.
Are you embarrassed?
No.
Oh, okay, me either.
Definitely not.
Check it out. I'm just making sure.
Yeah, me neither. Why would I be embarrassed?
Hey, we ended with something you can agree on.
And it's the bitching hour.
It is.
You're supposed to fight. Now,
bitching hour?
People are going to start to think we planned these. I swear to God.
That was not planned.
Swear to God.
It was not planned.
Every dead family member's soul and grave. That came out of nowhere. I didn't think you were going to call me stupid and an idiot, and we were going to be on. And it was like, ding, ding.
Yep.
Apollo and Rocky.
Pretty good. I love a good
yelling. That was our first real one. That was our first real one.
Yeah, it might have been the first real, like, you know, little back sweat.
I feel like every day a random employee from Odyssey walks by when you guys are on and is like, leans into the producer room, and they're like, are these guys okay?
Yes, we're fine.
I'm like, they're fine.
The answer
they're
is
good.
Not really.
Well, I'm fine. I don't know about him. He's going to go
home. We're fine with each other, but like as people, I mean, we're all right. Yeah,
I mean, are we a little off? Aren't we all?
I'd say so.
It is what it is. But we're both going to go home and enjoy a couple beers and some Thursday night
that
football.
That is true. I'm off. I'll see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll see you all tomorrow at 2 o'clock. By the way, this has been brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easiest way to get rid of your old car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K and the number 4. What do we have coming up next here? Do we have Mego
and
Fitzy?
Fitzy and the great Shine.
Fitzy and Shine. All right,
very
good.
Until Thursday night football.
Fitzy and Shine taking you up until this Thursday night matchup between the Bucks and the Falcons. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Right here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Goodbye.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.